Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Live at the corner of Michigan Avenue and Heaven, the WGN Radio family has assembled to share some Yuletide tales and fill the air with 50,000 watts of song and cheer. This is Orion Samuelson from the Allstate Showcase Studio, the WGN Holiday Spectacular, sponsored by American Sale. For the Christmas tree, lights, and holiday decor you've been looking for, search AmericanSale.com. And before the party starts, here's meteorologist Tom Skilling with St. Nick's personalized weather scheme.
Santa, Tom Skilling from the WGN Weather Center with good news. You, my friend, have a tailwind with you the whole way down. So it looks like smooth sailing, no microbursts, no mesoscale thunderstorms, no derechos, nothing like that. The only thing we're worried about, there isn't a lot of snow right here. But I'll tell you something, I know you know how to handle that. Santa, safe sledding, have a great trip, and Merry Christmas from the weather office.
Here we are, just 10 short days until Christmas, and everyone here at WGN Radio is enjoying the Christmas spirit. Mary Vandeveld is sleeping in her car with visions of sugar plums dancing in her head. John Williams is out caroling with guys he thinks are Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Theodore Roosevelt. Ro Khan is intoxicated, not from alcohol, but from the spirit of the season, and also from alcohol. Everyone here at WGN is in the Christmas mood.
Not everyone, Bill.
Why, Domity Pongo, fast-rising news star and one of the newest members of the WGN family. Why so glum, chum?
I can't explain it, Bill. I mean, other years I'd be one of the biggest Christmas fans anywhere. But this year, it just doesn't feel like Christmas.
Doesn't feel like Christmas? Mad Max Beyond Thunder Domity Pongo. I never thought I'd hear those words coming out of your mouth.
No, I wish it wasn't that way. I wish it more than anything.
Hey, you know, maybe I can help you, Domity. Well, not just me, of course, but the whole WGN family. Maybe through a series of ill-conceived sketches, out-of-tune songs, and poems that don't quite rhyme properly, we can prove to you that this Christmas is going to be the best Christmas all year.
Oh, I'd be up for that.
Excellent. Let's start out with some friends that are usually up really, really late, but came in extra early this morning because they were forced to. Nick DiGilio, Esmeralda Leon, and Dan Shagrew.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, everybody. We actually didn't go home.
No, we stayed here.
We've been here. Good morning, everybody. So we have a bit, and we gave you a little packet there. We have a bit on our show called Would Esmeralda Buy That? This is Esmeralda Leon, who is the traffic woman on
Hi, everybody.
Show. And she happens to be addicted to infomercials and would you buy, see as seen on TV gadgets and stupid little items. If she had an inexhaustible supply of money, she'd buy them all. So what I have here, or we have, is the holiday version. These are all sort of holiday-related, Christmas-related, stupid, as-seen-on-TV items. What I do is describe them. And by the way, you can see them on our Facebook page as Dan Shagrew is putting them up, pictures of them. You can see it at Facebook.com/NickDShow. What I'll do is I'll describe it, and then Dan and I will vote on whether or not we think Esmeralda would buy it. And then if you guys want to jump in with your votes, it'll be great, too, because if you win, you don't know her. And Dan and I do, so we'll look even stupider.
Perfect.
Okay, so are you ready for the first one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. The holiday version of Would Esmeralda Buy That. The Santa Beard Beanie. Want to keep your head and face warm this holiday season? Or maybe you want to rock that Saint Nick look all winter long? The Santa Beard Beanie is for you. The Beard Beanie is two parts, a red winter hat combined with a knit yarn beard that covers your cheeks and chin. The combination makes you look like Santa Claus. Hat is made from 100% acrylic yarn for easy care. Also, that features a trademark 3M ThinSlate liner. The beard is handmade acrylic yarn, meaning it's extra soft. Made with love in the USA. Cost $45 currently, $29 on sale. So the question is, Dan, what do you think? What Esmeralda buy that?
So Esmeralda Leon is a young, vibrant woman around town, and so that means she deals with a lot of hipsters. And so this is the perfect gift because the hipsters will want to borrow it, and the people who hate hipsters will think it's funny because it makes fun of hipsters. So I will say yes, Esmeralda Leon will buy this.
I am going to say no because it's stupid. Now, you guys are new to the game.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Dobody, start with you.
Yeah, I think Esmeralda, I'd buy it. I can't grow a beard. I'd love to do No Shave November. I'd wear a Santa beard beanie. I think Esmeralda thinks like me.
Okay,
buy
and by
it.
The way, just for future items, the price doesn't matter.
Oh,
if it costs like $9,000, the price doesn't matter.
Okay.
Bill?
I'm going to say just by the look of it, and you're looking for something holiday-like, I'm going to go, yeah, she will buy it.
I'm the only one that said no, Esmeralda. Time to make the host of the show look like a moron. So the question is, would you buy that?
You're in luck. No. It looks like I would be rabid. I would look like a rabid dog in that.
It does.
So no, thank you.
Okay. All right. One for me. I'm in the lead. This is unusual. No, actually, I won the last time we did it, didn't I?
You did.
I did. Okay, we're back. Here we go. Would Esmeralda buy that holiday edition? A Christmas Story Village. This collection takes the highs and lows of Ralphie Parker's childhood and makes them into figurines and houses in the style of the classic Christmas villages. From Ralphie in his bunny suit to a decked-out Parker house, including the old man's prized leg lamp, these icons of small-town Indiana are ready to take their place on your mantle. All pieces are handmade and crafted, made from Reskin, making them a little bit less fragile. That must be Italian. Additional miniatures include Flick's Lick of the Flagpole, the Parker family car loaded up with the Christmas tree, and more. Prices range from $12.75 to $98.90. And again, you can see this at facebook.com/NickDShow if you want to play along. All right, let's go. Dan, what do you think?
Well, let me just say up front, as Bill Left's former producer, I know he would say yes to this. In fact, I'm kind of surprised he's still in studio and not going out to purchase it right now. I don't think Esmeralda's a huge fan of A Christmas Story. But I think it's a conversation starter. So I will vote yes, Esmeralda and Leon would
yes.
buy this.
One yes. Okay, I am going to vote yes for this for a couple of quick reasons. I don't know if Esmeralda would love this, but she happens to live with a guy who is a pop culture and movie geek who I think would dig this, and it would be a nice thing for them to have in the house, and he would appreciate it. Mm. So I'm saying yes.
Well, I'm not feeling the Christmas spirit this year, so I don't think she... I don't think she'd buy this. No one should buy A Christmas Story Village. I say no. Esmeralda don't buy it.
Wow. Jeez.
No one.
Nobody.
No one.
Okay. All right, Bill.
Nick, remind me, you said this does include Flick's Lick of the Flagpole?
Additional miniatures.
Oh, you can get add-ons?
And that's why the price ranges.
Yeah, that's your $100 package,
Flick
Bill.
Licking.
I'm going to say knowing that she would. Yeah.
So we have one no.
Yeah.
And three yeses, correct?
Domati said no.
That's right.
Don't let me down.
Three yeses, one no. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Bing.
I love
Bing.
A Christmas Story. It's the only Christmas movie I watch.
Wow.
Oh, for two.
All right. You should watch The Raft. It's the best Christmas movie ever made. Okay, last one. Are you ready? This is my favorite. The Twerking Santa Claus. Who outside of the North Pole knew that Santa Claus had such a good dance moves? The design, this electric toy can twist his hips, making it look like he's twerking. He'll also sing a tune to dance to. Duration, Santa will sing and dance for 20 seconds. Wow. High quality, made from flannel and plastic. Requires one AAA battery, $32.99. And again, you can see the twerking Santa at facebook.com/NickDShow. The final item of the holiday version. Dan, what do you think?
Man, I was going to say no, but that enthusiastic response to the Christmas Village, I think I'm going to have to change it to yes.
Okay. All right. We got one yes.
And it's made of plastic and flannel.
That's the thing right there. The flannel and the plastic is a selling item. I'm definitely saying yes on this because I think she would laugh her butt off watching a twerking little Santa Claus. So I'm saying yes. That's two yeses. All right. Who's next?
Who wouldn't buy a twerking Santa? Esmeralda, you better get this.
Okay. So that's three yeses.
Hate to be on the negative side, Nick, but I'm going no. I'm going to say she will not purchase this item.
Okay. All right. Now, so this could end. Dan, what are the scores so far?
I thought you were keeping score. So.
No. I know that I've got both of them right.
Nick, you have two. I have one. Dan has one. Domity, so far, not on the scoreboard.
Okay. So we could tie. And I could tie.
Yeah.
And Dan, all of us could tie at some point. But no, we all said yes.
I said no.
Oh, you said no. Right. Yeah. So Bill says no. We all said yes. The other three said yes. Esmeralda.
Yes.
Woohoo!
I love inanimate objects that twerk.
That's a very specific thing to love.
Yeah.
I need to
buy
a t-shirt.
I won, everybody. So what do I get?
Congratulations.
Thank you. What do I get? I get a twerking Santa. So anyway, we do this every once in a while on the show, but we did it a special, and people love this segment on the show, so we thought we'd do a special holiday version for the extravaganza and the show today. So thank you, guys, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
We'll return with more of the WGN Holiday Spectacular next. Stick around. This is WGN. Our next guest performed the best danceable music of the 1950s and early 1960s.
They cover everybody from Elvis Presley to the Beatles to Amy Winehouse.
Right now, they swing into full holiday mode, all in an attempt to cheer up my friend Domati. Please welcome Rosie and the Rivets.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple drives by. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you eat. Bows of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand, and I'm happy to say we have a very special show lined up today. Of course, Christmas is just around the corner, and we all know Santa's workshop is big business this time of year. So what's it like to work at the North Pole? We're joined now by Holden, an elf who's made a career working for Santa Claus. Now, Holden, as you can imagine, is, well, he's a little diminutive, kind of tiny, short. Let me lower the microphone down to you, Holden. Welcome to the Biz Lunch.
Hello.
It's nice to see you.
It's nice to be here. It's really warm here, actually.
So what's your job at the North Pole?
I work in quality control.
Ah, the teddy bears, the wagons, stuff like that?
No, candy canes. I work in quality control for candy canes.
Oh, you make sure they're not broken.
I make sure they taste right.
You make sure that, how do you do that?
I lick them.
So like you take a batch and then you lick one of each batch?
No. The candy canes are monster important for Christmas, so we have to check every single one.
You lick every one?
Every one, very quickly.
I'm not sure. I like, did we know that?
Trade secret.
The red and the white candy canes.
Yep.
Every one.
Yep.
I think I might skip those this year. I'll go with wintergreen, maybe. The green and white candy canes.
Ah, see, I wouldn't do that either.
Well, why not?
Well, that's where we break in our new quality control liquors. They're green. Get it? You know, a little sloppier over at wintergreen candy canes.
Let's move on here. So it seems to me that you elves have skills that could really make a lot of money down in the States. Logistics, manufacturing, customer service, things like that. Are you ever tempted to hang up your elf hat and maybe make a go of it in business?
No, not me. But there are quite a few of us who have and who are working there right now.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
We like to keep it quiet. We like to maintain the mystery, you know? Have you ever stood next to Jeff Bezos?
I don't think I have.
Yep, he's one of us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, I guess. But isn't he kind of the competition now?
Well, yeah, he is. But his family up north, they've been totally shunned by most of the other elves.
That's too bad for him, I guess. Yeah. You know, I'm always interested in community on the Biz Lunch. Businesses thrive, it seems to me, when the workers have a united sense of purpose. Do the elves have a good camaraderie?
Yeah, I'd say so. After work, we duck into the elfin residence halls, and we pretty much hang together for the rest of the night. No one really leaves.
Oh, that's good. So because you like each other so much?
No, it's the North Pole. It's really freaking cold up there. So, you know, once we make the walk home from work, no one's going anywhere.
I've heard that the frigid atmosphere has kind of led the big guy to consider relocating, maybe opening up a second completely equal headquarters. It would cut down on distribution costs from so far up north, stuff like that. Have you heard anything about that?
I'd rather not say, actually.
Oh, why not?
Well, because I'm technically here scouting locations, so no one's supposed to know.
Holden, you just told the entire audience.
Bertrand, I've seen your numbers. There's no audience here. My secret's safe.
All right, so let's go on then. What are you looking for in a site? Maybe a transportation hub? I hear a lot about education. I hope football's not important to you.
No, we just want better restaurants.
Better restaurants, that's it?
Yeah, pretty much. There's not much of an ethnic food scene here at the North Pole. They try to shake things up, but the ingredients are pretty limited, as you might imagine. There's reindeer taco stands, Blitzen sushi, donor dogs, you know, stuff like that, but don't ask about the smoothies.
Well, wait a minute. So you eat the reindeer? I thought maybe they'd be kind of sacred.
Well, they don't fly forever. You got to do something with the old ones.
Well, what do you guys do to decompress? We've always heard about maybe accountants going on vacation after tax time. I would imagine after Christmas, it's a pretty relaxing time for the elves. You guys go somewhere to unwind?
Well, we were going to go down along the beaches around the Alabama coast, but I think that's out this year.
That's out this year?
Yeah, think of it. We're elves. We can be 45 years old and still look like we're underage. So who wants that kind of attention?
Listen, we're about out of time here, Holden. But before you go, I have to ask, Holden, it seems like an unusual name for an elf.
Yeah, I know. My mom was actually a big reader.
Oh, I get it then. Catcher in the Rye.
What?
Catcher in the Rye, Holden Caulfield.
I don't think I've ever met him. All I know is my dad always said my mom was holding the book when I was born, and the name stuck.
Well, listen, Holden, thanks for taking the time to join us today. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
You bet. Happy holidays.
You're listening to The Business Lunch on 720 WGN.
Well, how about it, Domati? So far, are you feeling a little bit more in the Christmas spirit? How's it working?
It's not doing anything for
Holden
me.
Holden the elf didn't cheer you up?
I mean...
Come on, just eh?
I mean, I lost the game with Nick and Esmeralda.
Yes, I saw that.
I'm not doing well this Christmas.
We're going to turn things around for you.
How are we going to do
that? I feel it.
What
yeah, here's what's still coming up on the WGN Holiday Extravaganza. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Rick Kogan, Amy Guth, Jen Bosworth, Steve Cochran and his show, more music from Rosie and the Rivets, Steve Dale, noted pet expert Steve Dale, Ro Khan and Anna DeVlantis, Lou and Lindsay, Patty Vasquez, John Williams, John Davidson, Ruth Buzzy, Nipsey Russell. All those people are going to be on our holiday spectacular.
Wait, did you say Nipsey Hussle, the rapper?
Not Nipsey Hussle, Nipsey Russell.
We couldn't get
Nipsey Russell.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on.
It's terrible.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
We'll see.
All right, stay tuned, everybody. A lot of your favorites and some people you don't like still coming up on the WGN Holiday Spectacular.
Was a glint before newscast, when all through the tower many creatures were stirring, but Cochran missed the top of the hour. The sound bites were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Reporters were all nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of Lysagors danced in their heads. And Walter in his kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our scripts for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the mic to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer? With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew at a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his anchors they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Grisanich, now Darlis, now Bertrand and Burrow. There's Badish, Jennings, Kessler, no Murrow. Now Schwanee, now Pongo, Miranda, and Pilak. On Gordon, Vaughn, and the Martyr News Shack. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. And I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas, Chicago, and to all a good night."
You're listening to the WGN Holiday Spectacular, and what would the holidays be without a visit from the man with the sexiest voice this side of B. Arthur?
Newspaper man, author, and WGN's own Rick Kogan.
Many people think of Mike Royko as a Scrooge-like figure. This is a Mike Royko column that shows the size of his heart. The conversation at the bar got around to Christmas trees. Somebody mentioned how much they cost and what a pain in the neck it is to go out in the bitter cold and shop around for a good one. "Nah," said Slatsgrobnik, "there's nothing to it if you know what you're doing." "Well, what makes you an expert?" "Well, I used to work in a tree lot when I was a young guy. My uncle used to sell them in the vacant lot next to his tavern, and that's when I learned the secret." "What secret?" "The secret to having the most beautiful tree you ever saw." "Well, that's easy. The secret is to go out with a pocket full of money and spend what it takes to buy the best one." Slat shook his head. "Uh-uh. Money's not the secret." "So tell us the secret, Slats." "All right. It was a long time ago, maybe 30 years ago. I was in the lot, and it was night before Christmas Eve, about half the hour before I was going to close up. I hadn't seen a customer in more than 2 hours. I had maybe a couple dozen trees left, and most of them weren't much to look at. By the time you get that close to Christmas, they've been picked over pretty good. So I'm standing by the kerosene heater when this young couple comes in and starts looking at the trees. I don't know them by name, but I know they live down the street in the basement of one of the dumpiest three flats in the whole neighborhood. He's a skinny guy with a big Adam's apple and a small chin. Not much to look at. She's kind of pretty, but they're both wearing clothes that look like they came out of the bottom of the Salvation Army store. It's cold as a witch's toes, but neither of them have got on gloves or heavy shoes, so it's easy to see they're having a hard time with the paychecks. Well, they start lifting the trees up and looking at them and walking around them, you know, the way people do. They finally find one that's pretty decent. Not a great tree, but it wasn't bad, and they asked me how much. It was about $8 or $9. They don't say anything. They just put it down. They keep looking. They must have looked at every tree in the lot. Like I said, there weren't many that were any good, but every time I gave them a price on a decent one, they just shook their heads. Finally, they thank me and walk away, but when they get out on the sidewalk, she says something, and they stand there talking for a while. Then he shrugs, and they come back. I figure they're going to take one of the good trees after all, but they go over to this one tree that had to be the most pathetic tree on the lot. It was a Scotch pine that was okay on one side, but the other side was missing about half the branches. They asked me how much that one was. I told them they have a hard time making it look good, no matter how much tinsel they put on it, but they could have it for a couple bucks. Then they picked up another one that was damn near as pathetic. Same thing, full on one side but scraggly on the other. They asked me how much for that one. I told them that was a deuce too. So then she whispers something to him, and he asked me if I'll take $3 for the two of them. Well, what am I going to do? Nobody's going to buy those trees anyway. So I told them they had a deal. But I told them, what do you want with these two trees? Spend a few dollars more and get yourself a nice tree. She just smiled and said they wanted to try something. So they gave me the $3, and he carried one of them, and she carried the other one. The next night, I happened to be walking past their building. I looked down at the window, and I see a tree. I couldn't see it all, but what I saw was looking good. The lights are on, so I figure, what the heck? I knock on the door. They open it, and I tell them I noticed the tree, and I was just curious. They let me in, and I almost fell over. There in this tiny parlor was the most beautiful tree I'd ever seen. It was so thick it was almost like a bush. You couldn't even see the trunk. They told me how they did it. They took the two trees and worked the trunks close together so they touched where the branches were thin. Then they tied the trunks together with wire. But when the branches overlapped and came together, it formed a tree so thick you couldn't see the wire. It was like a tiny forest of its own. The two of them looked so happy with it that it made me feel good for the rest of the week. And you know, thinking of those two orphan trees, which would have been tossed out if they hadn't come along, that made me feel good too. So, that's the secret. You take two trees that aren't perfect, that have flaws, that might even be homely, that maybe nobody else would ever want. But you put them together just right, you can come up with something really beautiful. Like two people, I guess.
You know, Amy Guth, each December, I like to look back on the year.
And what a year it was, Jen Bosworth, especially in the news world.
Just think about this time last year. We had no idea what awaited us.
Oh, you can say that again. Hey, Jen B, why don't we sing about it?
Why don't we, Amy Guth?
On the first month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me a president tweeting each night at 3.
On the next month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me 2 Oscar-swapped Guth. Remember, first they said La La Land, but then it turned out to be Moonlight.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And a president tweeting each night at 3.
On the third month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me Standing Rock Pipeline, 2 Oscar-swapped, and a president tweeting each night at 3.
On the fourth month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me Comey gets the boot,
Standing Rock Pipeline, 2 Oscar swapped, and a president tweeting each night at 3.
On the fifth month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me Alternative Facts.
Comey gets the boot, Standing Rock Pipeline, 2 Oscar swapped, and a president tweeting Kofi Fee.
On the sixth month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me Kellyanne's in hiding,
alternative fact. Comey testifies, Standing Rock Pipeline, 2 Oscar swapped, and a president tweeting each night at 3.
On the next month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me Spicer needs a job,
Kellyanne's in hiding, alternative facts. Comey testifies, Standing Rock Pipeline, 2 Oscar swapped, and a president tweeting each night at 3.
On the eighth month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me,
whoa, that big ass eclipse! Spicer needs a job, Kellyanne's in hiding, are we fake news? Nope. Comey testifies, Standing Rock Pipeline, 2 Oscar swapped, and a president tweeting each night at 3.
On the ninth month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me, no Paris Agreement,
whoa, that big eclipse! Spicer needs a job, Kellyanne's in hiding, we're not fake news. Comey testified, Standing Rock Pipeline, 2 Oscar swapped, and the football player's taking a knee.
On the tenth month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me, Hillary's got a book,
whoa, that big eclipse! Spicer needs a job, Kellyanne's in hiding, it's not fake news. Comey testified, Standing Rock Pipeline, 2 Oscar swapped, and a president tweeting each night at 3.
On the next month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me 11 billion fidget spinners,
Hillary's got a book, whoa, that big eclipse! Spicer needs a job, Kellyanne's in hiding, Facebook's fake news. Comey
Comey testified, standing rock pipeline, two Oscar swaps, and a president tweeting each night at three. On the last month of the news year, the news cycle gave to me, Prince Harry's off the market. All those fidget spinners, Hillary's got a book. Whoa, that big eclipse! Spicer needs a job. Kellyanne's in hiding. Kinda wish some of it was fake news. Comey testified, standing rock pipeline, two Oscar swaps, and a president tweeting each night at three.
Incredible music. Incredible. Amy Guth, Jen Bosworth. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You're listening to the WGN Radio Spectacular. Domati, are you feeling a little bit better about the holidays? A little bit?
Amy and Jen got close.
I'm hoping they did. They did a nice job. Look who just stopped by. It's Steve Cochran and the kids from the morning show. Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Wow.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Are we having trouble with Domati?
No, he's being good. He's being good.
Because we can put him in the Christmas witness protection.
No, there's no reason for that. Steve.
Yes. Listen, I've assembled something that I think you'll like.
Oh, what is that?
But first, a gift to the listeners. Andrea, what do you have?
Oh, a gift to the listeners. Seventh caller right now will get a $100 gift card to Il Porcino, serving Italian-American food in Chicago's River North, courtesy of American Sale. For the Christmas tree, lights, and holiday decor you've been looking for, search AmericanSale.com.
You know, I was thinking that so many people have spent so much time putting together something special for their staff, for the audience.
Sure.
And how could I top it? And I decided I really can't. So I've contacted Santa at the North Pole.
Oh, how exciting.
And Santa was willing to interrupt his day for the next few minutes to talk to the staff and just take the requests.
This is the busiest time of the year for Santa Claus, Steve.
Well, you know, if you know Claus.
You know him. You got Billy Deck the other day. I guess you can get anybody.
Yeah, I got it. Well, when it comes to Christmas, I got a guy. So Santa's on the phone.
Oh.
Can we go there now? Good morning, Santa Claus.
Good morning. Hello.
Oh, he sounds very jolly.
Yeah.
Santa, I know how busy you are. We're just going to run through as many staff members as we can for the Steve Cochran Show. They just want to ask you if they could have something, and obviously if they're on the good list or the bad list, I guess. Is that okay?
Well, of course, Steve. Of course, Steve. And we're not as busy as we used to be. We just signed a contract with Amazon Prime.
Well, Andrea's here first, and obviously you know Andrea.
Oh, hello, little Greek princess.
Hi, Santa Claus. You've been so good to me over the years.
You are one of my favorite, little Andrea. You know, I've followed you for a long time, ever since you started at SCTV and then my big fat Greek wedding when you
that's
said,
actually,
who
that's,
was eating meat? Oh.
Santa, that's actually Andrea Martin.
That's right.
That's Andrea.
Different,
it's a different
one.
Andrea. But anyway, Andrea Darlis is here. So, Santa,
okay,
listen.
Well, my research. Okay.
Santa Claus, I just want to thank you for all that you do all year. Just, I was going to ask you for three quick little things. First of all, if you can suspend Twitter between the hours of 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. in the Washington, D.C. area.
Perfect.
Awesome.
No.
Okay, good. All right, then we'll move on to an easier one. How about world peace?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, good deal. All right. And personally, I love a Vespa, Santa.
A Vespa, the scooter?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought I sent you a sweater 2 years ago.
All right. All right, so Santa's obviously going to work on it.
Thank you, Santa Claus. Probably World Peace would be the easiest one at this point.
We'll see.
Thank you, Santa. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Andrea. And say hi to everyone at SCTV.
I will.
Dave Ennett has joined us now, Santa. And, of course, I know you've...
David. Hello, David.
What's up, dude? Santa.
Santa, you've kept an eye on how Dave has behaved all year.
I have never been more confused than right now.
Santa, thanks, by the way, for the pajamagram. It was really nice of you last year.
Oh, David, you are amazing. You are a fixture in Chicago, both on radio and television, and I'm so proud of you. I know we were so disappointed. You're not originally from Chicago, being born in Scotland. And when I tell you, when you left... No. As the 10th Doctor Who, curious. Let me just say that.
That's a different
Dave, not me.
Santa,
thanks, Santa.
Santa, I don't know. The elf gave you the wrong list. But anyway, Dave, what would you like, Santa?
David Tennant, correct?
Yes, that's correct, Santa. Just a couple things real quick. Number one, could you do a Wildcat Bowl victory in Nashville on December 29th? But I have to make it clear so you're not confused. It's Northwestern's playing Kentucky, and they're both Wildcats. So can you make it the Northwestern Wildcats winning the bowl game?
Oh, I was going to guarantee the Wildcats, but thanks for blowing the joke.
Okay, and secondly, another trip to the NCAA tournament for the Wildcats. Can you do that?
Oh, I can do that, but I can't. You can't go.
Why?
There's not room on the plane.
Oh,
I would think you could fix that. And then just one more thing, Santa.
Boy, you and Andre agree. Sure. I got to say.
Like a pony.
David, like a pony.
Oh, of course. Yeah, because you're tired of driving the Volvo?
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
Thanks, Santa. Merry Christmas.
All right, bye, David.
And Santa, I'm told we're already out of time.
We're
already running out of time?
No, you're fine.
Do we have an extra second?
Yes.
All right, Mary Vandeveld, come on, hurry. Jump in. Mary Vandeveld is here. I know you've paid attention to her as well.
Oh, we love Mary up here. We love her so much. All of our elves get together. We share, and your pork and beans are unbelievable.
My pork
the
and
baked
beans?
Beans, the New Orleans style, the barbecue beanie weenies. Mary,
Santa, you're thinking of Van de Kamp's, I think.
Yeah, Van Kampen.
Oh, yeah. Van Kamp's pork and beans.
Yeah, Van Kamp's pork and beans.
No,
yeah.
I make the waffles. Yeah, that's more Belgian.
Santa, really, talk to your research department. What would you like Santa to bring
in? Oh, man, I don't know. Well, you know, I just want to say, Santa, are you all right? Because I saw you in the fitness room the other day, and you were on the treadmill, and you kind of fell off. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine, but thank you. I was really just trying to rush and get some vegetable baked beans, one of my favorites that you make.
Right.
Yeah, I could tell you kind of left.
Do you have a request?
Sure, I asked for a six-pack back then, you know, for my abs because we were in the gym. Well, sure. I asked for that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure you can come through and, you know, make those elves put some sequins on a nice ballroom dress for me. How's that? Yeah, can you do that?
Well, that a six-pack and a ballroom dress. Well,
Don't
you live an exciting life?
I do. And keep my granddaughter healthy for the year. How about that?
Oh, that I can assure you, that will happen.
All right.
You're a doctor, too.
And Santa, I know we're short on time. I just had one request as well before we let you get back to it. I was wondering if you could have Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan choke on hard candy. Is that possible at all?
Oh, no question, Steve Cochran. I followed your exploits for years. You're phenomenal. In White Heat with James Cagney, kid from Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's
Danny
me.
Kennedy,
that's
47.
Me. Yep.
You're
yep.
phenomenal. Here's the problem with your request, Steve.
Yes.
The Trump request, that's I actually gave that wish to Bill Clinton. He wanted Trump to win.
Okay.
And
I understand.
Yeah, that's a bad one. And Rick Pearson actually asked me to keep Madigan in office, otherwise he won't have a job.
All right, I understand. Well, Bill, I hope this was a good way to kill 6 minutes.
It sure was, Steve. It was the best way ever.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you and everybody over on the morning show.
Check with Domati. I don't know how he's feeling.
Domati, good news or bad news?
I mean, I was in a good mood until I found out Santa Claus couldn't shut down Twitter.
That was sad. Yeah, wasn't that kind of sad?
Very, very sad.
He didn't grant Andrea's wish.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, I look forward to the rest of the show.
Thank you, Steve. It's Steve Cochran in the morning show, everybody. And I want to quickly congratulate Priscilla of Westchester. She is the winner of the $100 gift card to Il Porcellino, that all courtesy of American Sale. Back after this, it's the WGN Radio Christmas Spectacular. Stick around.
You're listening to a special holiday presentation. The WGN Holiday Spectacular is sponsored by American Sale. For the Christmas tree, lights, and holiday decor you've been looking for, search AmericanSale.com. We'll be right back to your hosts, Bill F. and Domati Pongo.
You can hear Justin Kaufman and The Download weeknights from 7 to 11 p.m. right here on WGN.
Unless, Domati, they are getting bumped for a Blackhawks game.
Or you can hear Justin Kaufman and a special edition Christmas Download right now.
Unless, Domati, they are getting bumped for a Blackhawks game.
Please welcome the Christmas Download.
Hey, all right. Thanks for having us. I am Justin Kaufman. I want to introduce some of the Download regulars. We're going to do a song for you today, and I wanted to introduce some people. Pete Zimmerman, of course, our producer for the Download. Mario Smith is here. He's a guy you can hear, a poet and commentator. Woo! He's on the Reload segment. Also, Jeff Cohen from the Tribune, an investigative reporter there. Tracy Swartz as well from the Tribune, who does Reality Check, our reality television segment. Lauren Cohn, of course, from TV and radio fame, is in the building as well. And Bill Bricky, a longtime musician, friend of mine, and band leader, who, of course, also teaches at Old Town School of Folk Music. All right, so today we want to do something that is near and dear to our heart, a song that I love, and a little Hootenanny style, a little Johnny Cash. It also has a different background as well, and Bill will explain it to you right now. But here, we're going to do a song, Children Go Where I Send Thee. Right. And Bill loves this song, right, Bill?
I totally love this song, just as Justin said. This is a traditional gospel hymn. It's been changed 100 different ways, 100 different times. It's got country versions, soul versions. We're going to do sort of a country soul version for you this morning. For you guitar aficionados out there, we're kind of in the key of G, but we're having a good time in the key of G, right? So also for you Songs of Good Cheer fan, I missed you guys this year, but this song goes out to you and all of my Songs of Good Cheer fans and all of Chicago. Why not? Let's get down. Here we go. Go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna send thee one by one. Woo! One full little baby born of the Virgin Mary down in that manger.
Born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Now children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Oh yeah, gonna send thee two by two.
Said two for Paul and Silas.
One for little bitty baby, another Virgin Mary down in that manger.
Born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Now children, go where I send thee.
Shall I send thee?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna send thee three by three.
Three for the Hebrew children.
Two for Paul and Silas.
One for little bitty baby born of the Virgin Woo! Mary down in that manger.
Born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Now children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna send thee four by four.
Four for the four that stood at the door.
Three for the Hebrew children.
Two for Paul and Silas.
One for little bitty baby, born of the Virgin Mary, down in that manger.
Born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Now, children, go where I send thee. Yeah.
How shall I send thee?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna send thee five by five.
Five for the gospel preacher.
Yeah.
Four for the four that stood at the door.
Three for the Hebrew children.
Woo! Two for Paul and Silas. Oh,
one for little bitty baby born of the Virgin Woo! Mary yeah. down in that manger.
Born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Now children, Woo! Go where yeah, I send
thee.
Come on,
come on. How shall I send thee?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna send thee six by six.
Six, six. For the six that never got
Five for the gospel preachers.
Four for the four that stood at the door.
And three for the Hebrew children.
Said two for Paul and Silas.
One for little bitty baby born of the Virgin Mary down in that manger.
Born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Now children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna send thee seven by seven.
Seven for the seven that never Woo! Got to heaven.
Six for the six that never got
to heaven. Five for the gospel preacher.
Yeah.
Four for the four that stood at the door.
And three for the Hebrew children.
And two for Paul and Silas.
One for a little bit of baby, born of the Virgin Mary, down in Woo! That manger.
Born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Now, children, go.
Send thee.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna send thee eight by eight.
Eight for the eight that stood at the gate.
Seven for the seven that never got to heaven.
Six
for the six that never got
yeah. fixed. Five gospel preachers.
Four for the four that stood at the door.
And three for the Hebrew children.
Two for Paul and Silas.
One for little bitty baby born of the Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
Down in that manger. Born, born, born in Bethlehem. Now children, go where I send thee.
How
I gonna send thee 9 by 9?
Yeah, 9 for the 9 that dressed so fine.
8 for the 8
that stood at the gate.
7 for the 7
that never got to heaven.
6 for the 6
that never got fixed.
5 for the gospel. Woo! Preacher.
4 for the 4 that stood at the door.
And 3 for the Hebrew children.
2 for Paul and Silas.
1 for little baby, born of the Virgin Mary, down in that manger. Born in Bethlehem. Now, children, go where I send thee. Yeah.
How shall I send thee?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna send thee 10 by 10.
10 for the 10 commandments.
9 for the 9 that dressed so fine.
Come on, 8 for the 8
that stood at the gate. 7 for the 7 that never got to heaven. 6 for the 6 that never got fixed. 5 for the gospel preacher. 4 for the 4 that stood at the door. 3 for the Hebrew children.
2 for Paul and Silas.
1 for little bitty baby, yeah, born of the Virgin Mary, down in that manger. Born in Bethlehem.
Merry Christmas from the Temptations.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
That was
wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Justin Kaufman and the Christmas Download, everybody. Sounding good.
That is a hard act to follow, but there's a perfect act to follow it right now. We've got more great music from Rosie and the Rivets. By the way, you can hear them at 8 p.m. tonight at the Hard Rock Cafe. Let's give a big WGN holiday hello to Rosie and the Rivets.
Listening to a special holiday presentation. The WGN Holiday Spectacular is sponsored by American Sale. For the Christmas tree, lights, and holiday decor you've been looking for, search AmericanSale.com. We'll be right back to your hosts, Bill F. and Domity Pongo.
Well, Domity, now it's time for the Bill and Wendy Show turn to try to put you in the holiday spirit.
Okay, have at it, Bill. What do you got for me?
Well, our original plan was to play Johnny Mathis albums backwards and try to find satanic messages, but with Wendy on the injured reserve list, there just wasn't time for that.
That would have actually cheered me up, but what have you got instead?
Well, I searched through the old radio archives, and I found this nearly forgotten Christmas recording from long, long ago. I hope you and everybody enjoys the Christmas broadcast of 1938.
Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater present the Christmas broadcast of 1938. Brought to you by the makers of Banner Gold Cigarettes.
If it's a cigarette you're craving, then we got your answer. Plus there's an outside chance that they don't cause cancer.
Banner Gold Cigarettes, 'cause one puff is never enough. And now your host, Orson Welles.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Orson Welles. Please, please, continue to applaud. Well deserved, well deserved. As many of you know, I created a stir a few months ago when I and my theatrical troupe, the Mercury Theater, presented our stirring rendition of H.G. Wells' timeless classic, War of the Worlds. It certainly wasn't my intention to frighten an entire nation of decent radio listeners, and for that, I sincerely apologize. Alas, part of my penance with the radio network is to present to you this safer, more family-friendly holiday special. And so, without even the most minuscule trace of further ado, we bring you the Christmas broadcast of 1938.
From high atop the Chestnut Lounge in New York's Meridian Hotel, we invite you to enjoy the Yuletide music of Buzzy Coons and his slightly anemic orchestra.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of Yuletide music to bring you this news flash. At 20 minutes past 7 Central Time, Professor Hugo Lachenstrock of the Cromwell Observatory reported seeing strange flashes of light and seismic activity emanating from, of all places, the North Pole. Hopefully it won't affect any of tonight's Christmas Eve activities. I'm Edward R. Burrow, the great-great-grandfather of Ryan Burrow, returning you now to our regularly scheduled program, The Sporting Fellows.
So what you're trying to attempt to articulate is there is no quarterback controversy. The Chicago Bears need to continue resting their hopes on the throwing arm of one Bernie Masterson.
That's precisely what I'm saying, my good fellow. Masterson is the cat's pajamas, the first in what promises to be a long, long line of top-notch Chicago Bears quarterbacks, guaranteed dozens and dozens of championships over the next 8 decades.
And don't forget, gentle listeners, our original topic, does the leather football helmet provide too much protection? Our telegraph lines are open, 312-STOP, 981-STOP, 7200. You can use that same number to send us Morse code.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this broadcast of the Sporting Fellows with a special bulletin. Reports are coming in from all over the globe of a mysterious flying object. Even more remarkable, eyewitnesses say that the sleigh-shaped vessel appears to be guided by, I can't believe I'm saying this, 8 decent-sized ponies, or yaks, with antlers.
We interrupt this news bulletin for a different, more urgent bulletin.
Wait, wait, wait. Is that how you think it's done?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, you don't interrupt a news bulletin with another news bulletin. It's bad tact.
You do if your news bulletin has newer, more urgent information.
No, no, you don't. You let the first news bulletin play out. You give the listeners time to digest that bulletin. Then, after a suitable amount of time, you present your
bulletin. Don't tell me how to deliver a successful news bulletin. I've been interrupting programs with important bulletins for over 20 years, you hooligan.
Hello? Hello, is anybody out there? I've been told that we've lost several affiliates across the country. To those of you who can still hear our original signal, we now present Fanny Bryce, Vincent Price, Rachel Weiss, Heidi Fleiss, Scary Spice, and Ron Kirkevice in The Adorable Miss Caldwell.
I want to thank you, Miss Caldwell, for accompanying me to the pelican races.
Oh, it's me pleasure, Mr. Sims.
Oh, it's a splendid day for pelican races, Miss Sims. Slightly overcast with just a hint of mist in the air.
Hey, nothing beats the excitement of a good pelican race, eh, Mr. Sims?
Breaking news, we have breaking news. We are currently across the street from a rooftop in Grover's Mill, New Jersey, where a sleigh-like vessel and 8 tiny caribou have finally been surrounded. The scene here is fantastic, as every branch of the military has come together to bring this jolly alien's reign of terror to a halt. What are we looking at, Carl? Carl played by Todd?
It's quite a picture, Charles. We can see the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, the Merchant Seamen, Salvation Army, Kiss Army, Salvation Navy, Justice League of America, the Avengers, the X-Men, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the Weeblos, of course, the Brownies, Jews for Jesus, Hindus for Roosevelt, Mormons for Whiskey, Plumbers Local 306, I think, and a guy who refers to himself only as Big Petey.
But wait! A being is emerging from the vessel, a round creature clad only in red with white fur trimmings. It's chubby and plump like a jolly old elf. Its eyes, how they twinkle, its dimples so merry. Its cheeks are like roses, its nose like a cherry. It's reaching behind itself now and presenting some sort of a sack. A sack filled with God only knows what.
All troops prepare to engage. Fire! Fire! Fire!
Hold! No!
We hope you've enjoyed this special presentation of the Christmas broadcast of 1938. I expect we'll be seeing you all come Easter time. Until then, I'm Orson Welles bidding you a very Merry Christmas.
"'Twas a pet's night before Christmas. "'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. "'Not a creature was stirring, especially the mouse, "'cause the mouse knows who's in the house. "'Oh, there's Fido, there's Fluffy, there's Duchess and King. "'On Rover, on Scruffy, with that squeaky thing. "'Go by the red hydrant, run past those trees. "'Nothing can stop you, not even the fleas.' They heard a tinkling on the roof. You know how reindeer are when you gotta go. And prancing of each little hoof. Then down the chimney, St. Nicholas, he was greeted with a purr and a bark on his Nicholas. He came with squeaky toys, rawhide and liver to deliver. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, oh, how merry. When Rover licked his nose, it tasted like sherry. He sprang to his sleigh. To his team, he gave a whistle. And said, a Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
Which You're is- listening to a special holiday presentation. The WGN Holiday Spectacular is sponsored by American Sale. For the Christmas tree, lights, and holiday decor you've been looking for, search AmericanSale.com. We'll be right back to your hosts, Bill F. and Domiti Pongo.
The Rokon Show Mighty Art Players present A Very Rokon Christmas, starring...
What's that name?
It looks like Rope...
Rokon! Yeah. Thank you. Anna DeVlantis, yes. Judy Pilak, Violetta Podramatic, and Kim Gordon, featuring Richard Roper as Santa and Andy Mazur as Kevin Powell.
Here's a story of a man named Rokon with a drive so old. It was 4 hours a day, like the Cochran, weekdays from 6 to 10. There's a lady who stalked Tom Brady, who was on the radio with two more girls. And the sports guy lived with his mother, and he was all alone. Till the one day when Rokon made fun of Judy, and Violetta had the traffic trouble spots. So this crew must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the GN Bunch. The GN Bunch. The GN Bunch.
That's the way they became the D-Infants.
It's the day before Christmas. The crew from the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis are relaxing after dinner on Ro's Arkadek custom-designed and built patio.
What a wonderful evening. Would you say so, Anna?
It certainly is wonderful.
Almost is what... It certainly is wonderful. Almost as wonderful as Northwestern Wildcat football.
Go Cats.
Jeez. Something seems oddly different about Kevin. I can't quite place it.
Huh. You know, maybe he's had too much of the award-winning wine from Dannenberger Family Vineyards.
If his cabbage roll consumption tells us anything, he's fine. But I'm really worried about Judy. She's been so excited to do the news on Christmas night, but her laryngitis is really acting up.
She had a good run.
Thanks, Violetta, but I'll be fine. I got these cough drops from Goodwill. I found them in the pocket of a blazer I bought. I'm sure I'll be good as new in no time.
Thanks for picking us up, Kim Gordon.
My pleasure, Violetta. I'd never pass up a chance to drive Rokon's Tahoe from the fine folks at Apple Chevy in Tinley Park.
Thanks, Kim. But I might need another favor if I don't get my voice back in time. Can you fill in for me on Christmas?
What makes you think I'm available?
Oy vey, I just thought maybe you would be.
Don't mind her, Kim. It's the wine talking. I'm sure she'll be just fine.
She had a good run.
Can you drop us off in Nordstrom? I need to get some last-minute shopping done.
You mean the Nordstroms?
No.
No problem. The traffic's apt, says we're almost there.
Well, I cannot believe that you pulled some strings and got us in here last minute with an appointment on Santa on Christmas Eve.
No big deal.
Santa will see you now, right this way.
Oh, hi, Santa. I know you're super busy, and you're seeing us last minute. I hope it wasn't a problem.
Come in, it's no problem at all. I'll do anything for a fellow Illinois State alum.
Fair the Braves.
Well, I don't think that's right, little boy, but that's okay. What's so urgent that you needed to see me, Santa Claus, on Christmas Eve?
Well, Santa, Judy Pilek took so many days off this year, and now she has to work on Christmas. But her laryngitis has stolen her voice. I know how much she's been looking forward to spreading joy to Chicago via her award-winning newscast, but... it doesn't look good. So my Christmas wish is that Judy gets her voice back in time to do the news.
Well, that's quite a selfless wish. Don't you want something for yourself?
No. I'll just celebrate Serbian Orthodox Christmas in a couple weeks at Little Bucharest Bistro.
Nice.
But don't worry. I'll be seeing you again real soon.
Is that a promise or a threat? Anyway, I'll see what I can do.
Okay, Santa, thanks. I knew you would.
Oh, ho, ho! We're saying Merry Christmas again!
Once again, we find the crew from the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis enjoying Christmas night inside Ro's expertly designed closet from Closet Works.
What a lovely holiday, and to think we almost lost it in the Great War.
What Great War? World War II?
No, the War on Christmas.
Maybe it's the expertly selected eggnog recipe I learned from Barrel to Bottle, the Binnie's Beverage Depot podcast. But I'd like to propose a toast to the best crew a host could ever ask for and the greatest radio station on the planet. To us all!
But what about Judy? Do you think she's all right?
Who cares?
Oh, that's not the line. It's not in the script.
Well, you can drive a truck through that gap.
You know what, Violetta? Let's just turn on the radio and find out.
That's a good idea.
It's 34 degrees and lightly snowing at O'Hare. I'm Judy Pilak in the WGN newsroom with your Christmas evening headlines. Police are responding to the architect of Chicago media personality, Ro Khan. He was seen running around his deck in a Snuggie. Details still coming in. We will, of course, keep you updated on this breaking story.
Everybody, Merry Christmas. Good morning. Lou Manfredini here, Lindsay Smithwick from the Mr. Fix-It Show on Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. And we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And we thought that what we would like to do is perform a little Christmas song hopefully for your enjoyment. So hopefully you'll take the lead.
Let's give it a shot.
All right. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
I have an idea.
Ooh.
In the meadow, we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married?
We'll say, no, ma'am.
But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on,
we'll conspire
as we dream
by the fire
to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland.
All right, this is the time that we need
this is the dance number now. If you're watching on CLTV, we're not there. But we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Hope you're spending time with your family, your friends, and enjoying this season. And also making sure that we spread a lot of love and joy across the Chicagoland area.
That is right.
Right? This would be
when
you come
in. Thank God this is radio.
Yeah.
Because my face right now is completely clueless.
Really? That's good. Well, there you go. That's our holiday spirit for you. Completely clueless. But then we have one more thing we want to share with
you. That's right. Go. Take a look.
In the meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend he is a circus clown.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman
until the other kitties knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland.
Yes,
walking in a winter wonderland. Merry Christmas!
Yay! Merry Christmas!
Lou and Lindsay, everybody, from the Mr. Fix-It Show.
You're listening to a special holiday presentation. The WGN Holiday Spectacular is sponsored by American Sale. For the Christmas tree, lights, and holiday decor you've been looking for, search AmericanSale.com. We'll be right back to your hosts, Bill F. and Domiti Pongo.
We want to thank the good people over at Chicago Costume. Get into the holiday spirit and get your holiday costume from Chicago Costume.
Hey, guys. How's it going so far?
far. This is Patty Vasquez, and I'm so excited to join you guys. Now, Domati, I know that you aren't feeling the Christmas spirit.
No.
And I wanted to honor that and all the people that aren't quite feeling the spirit this year, because there's a little bit of sadness sometimes for people, or maybe not in the mood. And I invited Wayne Baker Brooks in studio earlier this week to record some music for us. Here's a little bit of maybe the more bluesier side of Christmas for us.
Let's hear it.
Embers aglow as a cider is warm by the hearth, while the fire burning bright takes the chill off the night. It won't melt the ice from my heart. Since you left me that way on the cold winter's day, I should find a choir to sing benedictions to give wing, so the saints will never cease to pray for me. Bring me
with Tell Me Something Good. So I know that leaning into the bluesy part of it, I wanted to, you know, embrace that, Domati, but I also wanted to, you know, tell you something good about the holidays. There is a lot of sadness. This year, one of the reasons I invited Wayne Baker Brooks in the studio, his father, the legendary Chicago, just giant in blues music, Lonnie Baker.
Lonnie Brooks,
yeah. Lonnie Brooks passed away, and this will be your first Christmas without your dad.
Yeah, this would be, man, and it's kind of difficult for me because we're used to him, like, you know, grabbing the guitar and, you know, making songs and, you know, like, making up songs. Like, my grandmother's name was Lorraine, so he would say, you know, sing something, you know, Lorraine Dear, you know, or something like that, and, you know, so, and do the laugh song and... You know, so it's kind of, you know, I'm expecting, you know, a void there, you know, for Christmas, you know. But at the same time, you know, with him making music, you know, I'm able to just pop in a CD and listen to him sing and, you know, videos of him, you know, with interviews. And, you know, so I get a chance to, you know,
embrace,
you know,
those memories. Yeah,
yeah, embrace and heal. Yeah. And music, too, you know, by me playing music. That helps me as well, you know, playing music with him for a long time as well, you know, so.
And that's one of the things, too, Michael. Don't you think that with the holidays, that's one of the great ways to sort of bring the spirit in, is with all the music we've been playing today?
Oh, absolutely.
And what you bring in?
Yes, yes. Music is the great way to just bring in the Christmas cheer. Just think about it. The Christmas cheer comes from the music that you're singing out from your voice, so why not?
So, Domati, that's what we wanted to leave you with, was the idea of music. You know, my son can't speak, and this year he's been just lighting up with all the joy of the holidays.
Oh, wow.
Music. And we just wanted to leave you with that. And here's another song. On the upbeat note, another piece of music from Wayne Baker Brooks.
All right, so here I go. Dom T, how are you?
I'm feeling better.
Dominator, all right. Here's what I've got for you and Bill. John Williams here on WGN Radio. I'll be on in a little while, and then you and I'll be on our Saturday show, right?
Yes, we will.
So I may do some of this there then as well. But what I have are the Christmas memories or memories from members of the staff.
Oh, nice.
It's a quiz game. You need to tell me who I'm describing. The absolute best Christmas gift I ever received were the newfangled technology of the future, VHS copies of John Carpenter's Halloween and the classic horror masterpiece Phantasm. I watched them over and over so much I wore out the tapes. Who would that be?
I'm going Nick DiGiulio 100%. Ding, ding, ding. I'm all in on Nick DiGiulio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We have hosted Christmas Eve at our home for years, says this member of our on-air family. Before everyone comes, I turn on It's a Wonderful Life on the DVD player in the family room, and it repeats all evening. Family members come and go and sit or stand and watch for a few minutes. Everyone leaves around 10 p.m. or so, and then we clean up the house a bit, and then we sit as a family, and we start the whole movie over again and watch it. I still cry at the same spots in the movie every year. Hmm. Who's the big crybaby?
You take it.
I was going to say Judy, but she's not a crier.
Yeah, right. That's way too fuzzy for Judy.
I'm going to go the biggest guy I know in radio, Lou Manfredini.
Ding, ding, ding. You are right. Oh. You are right. You own it. You own it.
Wow.
Worst Christmas gift ever. I got two umbrellas. I'm not kidding you. I needed maybe one for when I go out to cover stories here on the radio, but two in 1 year? And one of them was super ugly. It was yellow and blue with dragonflies on it. Really? Who is that?
It's a news person.
Yeah?
Sounds like a news person.
Every time I see Grzanich, she's got a bumper shoot. I'm going Steve Grzanich.
Andrea Darlis.
Ah!
Andrea
Darlis.
I'll give you one more because I know we're short of time. I grew up in an apartment building. There was no fireplace or chimney or even a plausible place for Santa to land his sleigh. Even at the curious age of 5, I was starting to lose faith. I protested to my parents that Santa was going to miss us. They explained he hitched his sleigh and reindeer to the grappling hooks used by the window washers who would annually dangle from the side of our 22-story building. And when I awoke to find the cookies and milk gone and the window next to the tree slightly cracked, I was once again a true believer. Who is that?
This one really got me.
That was a wonderful thing. It made Domini Pongo cry.
I think it's Ryan Burrow.
Ryan Burrow is wrong.
I'm going to say you, John.
That's kind of warm and fuzzy, but I didn't grow up in a tall story building. It is, and this will shock all of us.
What is it?
You know, Domiti, if this person can come around, so too can you. Mm-hmm. It's Rokan, for crying out loud.
Really?
And that's just a nicer, sweeter story than I would imagine coming out of Rokan.
By far. Yeah.
Ro, we love you, but that just, God bless you.
Stay Ro strong. Stay Ro strong.
More of those on our Saturday show, guys.
John, great to see you. Have a happy holiday
Merry
season.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
It's our own John Williams. How about that?
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow and later today. I'll be on at 1.
Yes.
Very nice. That's John Williams. And now a very special moment here. Will we take a break first? We'll take a break first and then a very special moment here on the WGN Holiday Spectacular. Stick around.
You're listening to a special holiday presentation. The WGN Holiday Spectacular is sponsored by American Sale. For the Christmas tree, lights, and holiday decor you've been looking for, search AmericanSale.com. We'll be right back to your hosts, Bill F. and Domiti Pongo.
And now, as promised, a very special moment from everybody over at WGN Radio. Listen to this.
Put a little love in your heart, and the world
down.
So that's it, Domati. WGN has shown you all the skits, the songs, and the magic that represent the holiday season. How do you feel now?
Honestly, Bill, I think this is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Honestly?
Nah, I'm just saying that because we're out of time. Drive safely, everybody.